Good evening, everyone, youngsters and oldsters alike, and welcome to the Comics Parade. A special public service of your city station during the newspaper delivery tie-up, bringing you a report on today's activities of your favorite comic strip characters. On invitation of His Honor the Mayor, WNYC is proud to present as comic narrators this evening the well-known stars of Columbia's It Pays to Be Ignorant. And here's Tom Howard and George Shelton.
Thank you, George. That was very, very nicely put.
Say, Uncle Tom, tell me something. What is little Orphan Annie doing?
Well, George, I have it right here.
Yeah? Ooh, tell
You're
me
interested
that.
In Orphan
oh,
Annie,
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I want to
yeah,
see.
So am I. I think it's
I
great.
Don't want nothing to happen to her.
No, well, don't worry. Nothing will happen. Of course, she's in a pretty bad spot right yeah. now. We know that. But this one opens today, George, with the detective, the copper.
Oh, the fellow that brought her and
the
put her, in
her back.
In that nice
know.
Family. That,
yeah, he went out to the farm and got her, remember, and brought her back.
Yeah.
Well, he meets the district attorney on the street, that's old Sprig Sprout, I think
they
call
him. Oh, I don't like him.
Oh, he's a mean guy.
Yeah.
He's out for no good.
You bet he is.
Huh?
You bet he is.
Oh, no, he's out for no good.
Don't like his looks.
Well, the cop meets him and he says, you know, Sprig Sprout, that kid is innocent.
Annie.
The copper says,
Meaning Annie.
Meaning Annie.
Yeah.
He says, that kid is innocent. Why don't you give her a chance?
I think she is innocent, too.
Oh, what do you know? You think she is. We know she is. Uh-huh. But you can't make the district attorney believe that.
What does he say?
He says, you stick to being a cop.
Yeah.
Because I'll handle my job.
Oh, tough
guy.
Yeah.
I'd like to bust him right in the snoot.
Me
you,
too.
Huh?
Me too. I'd like to hit him with a tomato or something.
Oh, tomato isn't hard enough,
no,
George.
No.
So he says, you stick to your job, I'll handle my job.
Yeah.
He says, I'll convict that kid of first degree murder.
No.
He means Annie.
Yeah.
What do you
no.
think of that guy?
Oh, that's mean.
The best people in this town, he says, wants it.
Oh.
The best people in the
Can
town.
And he's supposed
well,
to be.
Oh, it makes me sick.
Yeah.
He said, it's going to be a very popular verdict. So the cop says, yeah, poplar. Go ahead. See, he's sore.
Yeah,
cop.
Naturally.
Poplar, he says. Go ahead. And he says, I hope you never sleep another wink as long as you live.
He said to the district attorney.
He
huh?
said that to him.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy,
great.
That told it to him,
Certainly
didn't it?
Certainly did.
So the district attorney walks away laughing. He says, ha, ha, ha. He says, why shouldn't I sleep? My conscience is clear.
Oh, he's lying. He's
he
conscience.
Hasn't got any conscience,
right.
the guy. He says, my conscience is under very good control, copper. That kid is a nobody. What can she ever do to me?
Oh, he'll find out.
That's
huh?
the end of that.
That's the end. Oh, he'll
Boy.
Find out.
Well, will he find out? He'll get it good.
Oh, say, and Dick Tracy. Have you got Dick Tracy?
Dick Tracy?
Around? Yeah.
Yeah, here's Dick Tracy.
Oh, I hope he's all right.
Well, you remember how Dick Tracy, the last time we heard about Dick, remember he went out to the Van Hoosen house?
That's right.
To find out about this money bag and all?
Oh, yeah, that...
And you remember
Breathless? Up in the tree and
the Breathless was the maid, and she went down into the gardener's cottage and killed the gardener
That's
with
right.
the pruning shears?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yes, I
right
know.
Right in his back when his back was turned?
You're right,
She's
yeah.
no good either,
you know,
that girl.
Breathless, you mean?
Well, you know what she does to get away? You remember she ran out and got in the laundry wagon.
Yeah,
the man was
yeah.
bringing the laundry to deliver
that's
it.
Right.
So she runs out and gets in the laundry wagon
uh-huh.
with the money.
Oh, that's, yeah, she,
yeah,
had
she
all
has
that
all
money.
That money.
Yeah.
And the money gets upset in the laundry wagon. It's all over the floor.
Yeah.
So the man that drives the laundry wagon, that's Wally, I think they call him, he gets in to drive away, and as he's driving along, he happens to look through the little window in the back of the truck.
Yeah. Huh?
Remember? And he
yeah.
sees this dame in here with all this money scattered all over the floor.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
So he wants half.
Oh, half of all her money?
He wants half of the money, and she won't give it to him.
Oh, I bet Breathless is breathless now.
Oh,
huh?
Breathless? She's worse than Breathless. Yeah. Well, as this thing opens, you see, George,
yeah.
Tracy finds out about the laundry and the address from Mrs. Van Hoosen, so he goes down to the laundry.
Oh.
And here we
Where
find...
Where this fellow works, huh?
Yeah.
yeah.
So here we find him talking to the manager of the laundry.
What'd you say?
See, there's the manager standing back of the counter.
He's a nice-looking man.
Yeah, he's an intelligent-looking
yeah.
fellow. Wears glasses.
Yeah.
Something
like
out with his eyes or
yeah.
something. See all the bundles on the shelves
oh, yeah.
of laundry.
Yeah. There's bundles of laundry.
Yeah. They're lucky the people that get that laundry today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, Tracy says, I'm looking for the driver who picks up the Van Hoosen laundry.
Yeah.
Up at Willow Lane and 8th Street.
That's where the Van Hoosens live.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the estate up there.
Yeah.
Beautiful place
oh,
he
nice,
has.
Isn't it?
Wonder much you pay for that
oh,
joint.
Right, yeah.
huh?
Those willow trees.
Oh, beautiful. She just had them pruned.
I know she did. Yeah.
yeah. Well, the manager of the laundry says, oh, he says, yes, that's Whitewash Wally's district. the Whitewash Wally, they call him.
Oh, the driver of the laundry truck.
Of the truck. That's his nickname, Whitewash Wally. Yeah. He says, that's Whitewash Wally's district, Mr. Tracy. He won't report in for a couple of hours yet.
Uh-huh.
Because he has to make a lot of other deliveries and pick up other laundry, He won't be back. So then the scene changes here, and it shows a laundry truck parked beside the road.
Right,
see?
Yeah.
With a laundry driver sitting on the road.
Whitewash Wally sitting
He's sitting outside, and he's got Breathless, a prisoner, in the truck.
Oh, good.
He won't let Breathless out of the truck unless she splits 50-50 of the money.
Oh, I see. See? I see. He's got the door locked.
Yeah. So Breathless is in there saying, well, I can sit here just as long as you can. $1,000 is my top offer.
Uh-huh.
She offers him $1,000 to call the deal off and let her out and go about her business.
Uh-huh.
But he wants half.
How much was it all together?
Well, wasn't it about
$50,000?
Well, that guy was $25,000.
$50,000.
He says right here, he says, I want half, baby, and half I'm going to get.
Uh-huh.
Tough guy.
You think he'll get it?
I don't know. Oh, look what happens here.
What?
This Breathless is a pretty smart dame. She says, you'll be sorry you ever met me, brother. You won't have a whole piece of laundry left in this truck. Look what she's doing, George.
What?
She's tearing up all the laundry in the truck.
Oh, I hope mine isn't there.
I don't know. Well, if it is, it's gone. You'll have to buy new laundry.
Yeah, you're so
there she is tearing it up. You know what that means?
What?
The driver goes back. Why, look at how much laundry she's ruining here.
Oh, boy.
So he says, what are you doing? What did you say? He looks in the truck, and there she's tearing up all the laundry.
Yeah, and what do you do then?
Well, that's all there is.
Oh.
We've got to wait till the
wait till tomorrow, huh?
Yes. Mm. We've got to wait till the next newspaper comes out, whenever that'll be.
I see. Yeah.
Anything else you like, George?
Yes. Have you got any... Smiling Jack is good.
Smiling
I
Jack?
I always like him.
Yeah, let's see what he's
smiling
about.
He's always laughing.
He's not laughing lately.
No?
He's in a pretty tough spot.
No.
Well, we find him here in the island talking to that woman. What was her name? Do you remember? You know, the woman that escaped with him in the boat little son.
I forget her name.
So she's talking to Jack, and she tells him, just before I went on my last mission and was shot down in enemy country, headquarters had offered me to send my baby to America.
Uh-huh.
See? That's what Jack's telling.
Yeah, I see. Jack's telling her that.
That girl.
Yeah.
So he heard us talking about shipping him, and that is why he stowed away on my bomber. You remember that time?
Oh, yes.
Jack's son overheard them talking about shipping the son away from his father.
Yeah.
That little kid was pretty smart. He overheard him, so you remember he stowed away in the bomber? So she's telling the story. Sunhide, you got a cold.
Yeah, I got a little tickle in my throat.
A tickle?
Yeah, I'm excited about Jack.
I see. Mm. Well, he stowed away in the bomber, as you know, so she's telling it to the girl. So, he says, I had thought about sending him back to live with Cherry, my sister-in-law.
See?
Who also has a young child. That would be nice, Jack, but Cherry would probably be busy looking after her own baby. The woman says
that. Oh, I see.
This woman's got something in her mind.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to get the baby herself. Oh, yes. See what she says here on the next picture? Please, let me take him, Jack. I'll give him every care.
Oh.
She says to Jack. Now, in comes
She's steaming, huh?
Yeah. In comes this sergeant. You remember the sergeant was kind of sweet on Jack?
Yeah.
The woman, Whack, I think she is.
Yeah. She likes Jack.
Yeah. And she says in her mind, see, it's all in clouded.
Oh, she's thinking.
That means she's thinking, see. It doesn't say she's talking, it's thinking, but it gives you an idea what she's thinking about. She says to herself, I don't like that woman. I can't stand much more of this. If Jack lets her take him, I'll blow my top, she says. She's going to butt in there any minute now. She's going to blow her top.
Tell more about women.
She's apt to blow this other woman's top. Do you know what I mean?
That'll be too tough.
Well, we got to leave that, George.
And that's the finish of that, huh?
That's the finish of that until tomorrow.
Hey, is Popeye around?
Popeye?
I can't.
Oh, yeah, that's the Journal American pictorial.
Yeah.
Here it is, Popeye. Oh, yeah, look, this shows
the
little...
Timbal. Timbal Theater or something.
Oh, yeah, the Timbal Theater it's called, but this is Popeye. Look, the first picture shows little Sweet Pea.
Oh, yeah, what's he doing?
He's reading a book here.
Yeah?
See
what's
the book?
What's the name of it?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh,
he's reading the story of Jack and the Beanstalk.
I read that, that's
And
great.
He says, well, blow me down. very much
Sweet
interested.
Sweet Pea says?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's interested in the story. You know about the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
So, Ann Jones is in the room, too.
Yeah.
See, there's Annie Jones sitting here in the next picture.
She's
shelling
nice
beans.
Yeah, nice looking girl.
Yeah, she's kindly old soul, isn't
yes,
she?
Yeah.
I don't care much for that hairdo there.
No,
do you?
No, it's all
well,
right.
It's all
that's
right.
A style,
I guess that's
maybe
a style there, yeah.
Yeah.
His shoes looks a little too big for her, too.
Yeah.
Anyhow, she's shelling beans there.
Yeah.
And after Sweet Pea reads the book, he gets an idea. So he creeps over to Annie Jones. He says, Annie Jones, I don't suppose you'd mind if I takes one of your beans. Just one will do.
What Annie Jones say?
She says, you can have as many as you want, Sweet Pea. But he only takes one, see?
What's
now,
he want for?
Well, here, it shows in the next picture.
Oh.
See him running away with the bean in his hand?
Oh, yeah.
He says to himself, this might not work, but there's nothing like trying.
What's he going to try?
Even if it don't, it's a good idea. Well, I can figure out. He's reading the story of Jack the Beanstalk, so he's got the bean in his hand.
Oh,
he
I
figures
see.
Yeah. He's going to plant it.
Oh.
Yeah, here he is. See in the next picture?
Right.
See
right.
him with the pick?
Yeah, huh?
Wonder where he got the pick.
I don't know.
Well, look, he's digging a hole. And along comes Popeye.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
And,
look, he's still smoking his pipe.
Yeah, he's always smoking that pipe.
Yeah.
So he says, little Sweet Pea says, did you ever hear the swell story about Sweet Pea and the Beanstalk?
Sweet Pea? No,
he's
no
changing
I never
the
heard
name.
That.
No, but he's changing it. He's bringing it up to date. That means him and the Beanstalk.
Oh.
The other one was Jack and the Beanstalk.
That's right.
This is
going to
be Sweet Pea and the Beanstalk.
Oh,
see?
I see, yeah.
And Popeye says, no, I don't believe I have. That's Popeye. He talks hoarse than that. No, I don't believe I have.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good, yeah.
Don't believe I have. Sounds a little like Popeye.
Yeah, it does. You even look a little bit like him.
Oh, well, but I haven't got the pipe.
No.
Sweet Pea says, this is a magic bean. He says, I am planting it. When it grows, I will climb the stalk and find four big giants at the top.
Well, what do you know about that?
Popeye says, you don't say.
Oh, that's very good.
Huh?
That's
getting
very
better
good.
At
yeah,
the dialect.
Yeah.
He says, you don't say.
Mm.
So, Sweet Pea says, yeah. He says, one is named Thee. He's talking about the four giants that's
right.
going to be at the top of the beanstalk.
Yeah.
He says, one is named Thee, one is named Fi, one is named Po.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one named Fumble.
Fumble, huh?
Fumble. That giant, he says, he's an awful tough giant.
Fumble is, huh?
Fumble. Mm. He says, well, wait till I get them giants, he says, when I get up to the top of this beanstalk when it grows. He says, I gives Fee an uppercut.
Yeah, huh?
I catches Fi on the button.
Uh-oh.
And then I smacks Foe in the stomach.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but Popeye says, how about Fumble?
Uh-huh.
See, how about Fumble?
Yeah, that's good.
And Sweet Pea says, are you worried? Are you worried about Popeye knowing me the way it does? And after just seeing me take care of three big giants, don't you think I can handle Fumble?
I bet he can, too.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Yeah.
And just then, Popeye happens to look around. He says, look, look, there's a rabbit digging up your bean.
Oh, boy.
In the meantime, a rabbit come along and started to dig up little Sweet Pea's bean.
Yeah.
Where, says Sweet Pea. Let me at him. I'll get him, says See, there's little Sweet Pea.
Look at them going after him, huh?
Here he runs and he finds the rabbit.
Oh, there's the rabbit.
They meet face to face.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the face on the rabbit.
Oh,
his teeth
mad.
Is growing. He's mad at Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
And just then the rabbit chases Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
And there we find Sweet Pea running like thunder with the rabbit after him.
Look at him.
Popeye hollers after him. He says, what do you think of that? I thought you was a giant killer, Sweet Pea.
Yeah.
And Sweet Pea says, I am, but he ain't a giant, meaning the rabbit.
Right.
Boy, that's great, isn't it?
Isn't it?
That's marvelous.
He lost the bean and everything.
Sure. Well, George, I think that's about all we got time for now.
It is?
So we'll just have to say good night, kiddies. We'll be seeing you sometime again in the future.
Yes, good night, kiddies. We'll see you again.
Thank you, Tom Howard and George Shelton. Thanks for coming down this evening to keep our listeners informed of the latest doings of their favorite comic strip characters. And remember, too, folks, that tomorrow morning, Inez Karma will review the Sunday morning comics at 8:05. This special service of your city station during the newspaper delivery tie-up is just a part of WNYC's extended news coverage, bringing you the latest world news and complete reports of local city developments. So keep your dial at its present setting for all the latest news. Tom Howard and George Shelton may be heard Fridays on It Pays to Be Ignorant over Columbia. This is the Municipal Broadcasting System.